So yeah, Championship Weekend is this weekend. A lot of fun with the NFC Championship and the AFC Championship. We've already picked the NFC. I've got Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer in the studio. Their podcast is on Google Play and iTunes, and follow them on the socials. So we went a clean sweep with the Vikings to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. Now, I ask you, gentlemen, Jags and Patriots, is there any chance that you're going to pick not the Patriots?
I am.
Are you?
I am.
All right, tell me more.
I'm just going to tell you that they are, I feel like they're playing on borrowed time right now. They have some sort of swagger to themselves. I know off the air a couple days ago, Brad and I talked how that swagger killed them when it's against playing the 49ers. They walked in and kind of blew by the game not thinking about it.
Yeah. D-Wright said that off the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the Niners were more physical in that game.
Correct.
And the Jags were not used to that. And that's why they had that one drive. I think it was the last touchdown drive the Niners had. They gave up 30 yards in unsportsmanlike conduct penalties because they couldn't get their act together.
Including headbutting another Niner player and then pushing an official.
Right.
Like complete unraveling.
Yeah.
Well,
I
feel like that they are the hot team to follow right now. And obviously the Patriots are the Patriots. They're a behemoth of a team. Belichick is a brilliant coach. Judging how they played last week, there's no buying into there's dysfunction there. There probably is. It probably always has existed, but they put that beside them or behind them when they go on the field.
Yeah.
I just feel like, a little bit of youth from the defense of Jacksonville is going to overwhelm Tom Brady. We all know that when he gets flustered, he doesn't do well. And I think they're the only team that's capable of doing that right now. I don't have 100% confidence in Blake Bortles, however. But
this playoffs has been so eye-opening in so many ways. Going into that Vikings-Saints game, I wondered if my own, I picked obviously New Orleans last week, but I wondered if that was just me going by of course Drew Brees is better than Case Keenum, so why wouldn't we just do that, right? And then, you watch that game back and forth. Obviously, we know how it ended. Maybe it's time to not just think like that. Like, I was on the Jags train earlier in the year, and then they lost two in a row, and I said, maybe it's just the same old Jags, but Lord knows that they've played a lot better. That defense, I said it, I think, on this show, actually, that they are one of the more complete defenses we've seen in probably the last 10 years. That having been said, I think there's no way that New England lets Leonard Fournette beat them. I just don't. I think it's going to take 35 or 40 carries for him to get to 100 yards. I think they're going to hold the ball a long time. I think that this game ends like 18 to 13, like just some crazy score. There's a part of me that thinks that Jacksonville really can pull this off. And then there's a part of me that's like, as a sports fan, you see the Patriots, you see the Spurs, you see some of these guys, and you just think they just don't get beaten, man. They just don't. And so I flipped a coin, and I just think that New England doesn't lose a lot of games at home in January.
We're all kind of on the same wavelength. I am actually also, I was surprised you said it, Ben, I'm picking the Jags too. And I thought I was going to be the only one, so darn. Just to go back to what I said when we talked about the Vikings and Eagles, this has just been such a weird season. So to cap it off, let's have the Jags in the Super Bowl to take on the Vikings.
Let's have the Jags defeat the Patriots? Like, on paper, that never makes
sense. I know. Let's do it, though. And also, I think that if the Jags can beat the Patriots and they go to the Super Bowl, I think it's good for the league because now any fan base can believe that they're their team, except for the Browns. Any fan base can believe that their team's given enough opportunity can finally get to the next level. Well, there you go. Those are the picks. We'll see who ends up in the Super Bowl this weekend. You can relive these picks if you'd like online at 977theriver.com. And their podcast is called Sports Meets Beer, and you can find it on Google Play and iTunes. Brad and Ben, Sports Meets Beer, thanks for being here, guys.
Thanks, Danny.
Thanks for having us.